This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope everyone's out there doing good. I'm having some technical difficulties. Brad, do I have you? Oh, good, good. I have no feed. Are we on? Awesome, awesome. All right, we are good to go. Thank you guys all for tuning in. Got some good news today, and I got some bad news today. All right, so NFL, how you guys liking football so far? I'm not liking it at all. Not liking it at all. This whole preseason thing, not working for me. Not working for me. But get this. There's a lot of you guys into yoga. A lot of you guys and gals into yoga, right? Well, I just saw a picture of Zeke, right? Ezekiel Elliott from the Dallas Cowboys doing yoga. Apparently, the NFL uses yoga to prepare. We'll talk about the health benefits of yoga and why we all might want to do it. Not because we want to look yoga-y, but because we may want to look like an NFL player. Colombians have been urged to stop having sex. Why? Because it's too hot. We'll talk about why a country is suggesting that the residents do not have sex. There's a family of a girl who has declared to be tumor-free after being kissed by the Pope. They are donating 50 G's to the Philadelphia Hospital to help take care of her. I think this is an amazing story where you get kissed by the Pope and your cancer goes away. I would love to kiss the Pope. I would, no. I mean, like, get a kiss from the Pope. We're not talking anything. This is the Pope. Come on, people. This is the Pope. There's a bunch of nurses in Arizona who are pregnant at the same time. Did you guys see this? They called a baby boom. And at an Arizona hospital, Banner Desert Medical Center in Mesa, there are, I believe, 16 pregnant nurses at once. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about how e-cigs may raise your risk of mouth cancer. All right, we've been talking about how e-cigs are bad, and we talk about how e-cigs are bad, and then another study comes out saying e-cigs are bad. Well, they are. Sorry, guys. I'm not a big fan of them. Again, short-term to get off smoking, I'll buy it. But for long-term, now they're saying that e-cigs could raise the risk of mouth cancer, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about, looks like there's a new hurricane warning. We'll tell you where, when, what's happening there. And then apparently there's an airline passenger who has been convicted of sexually abusing a woman while his wife sat next to him. We'll talk about what's happening on these airplanes and why. This is something that I think has been going on a lot, but I think it's going on a little bit more frequently. And I personally do not like to fly alone and then fall asleep. I like to try and stay awake for the whole 5, 6, 7 hour flight. And why? Because I don't want anybody messing with me. Apparently this stuff does happen. And you could be sitting next to a couple and think you're safe and you're not. And then we got some latest news on Ebola. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But we're never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let's start with Ebola here. All right, the Ebola crisis has worsened within a week of the World Health Organization saying that the latest outbreak was done. We had a resurgence of Ebola in another part of the country, and at least 10 healthcare workers now have been infected with the deadly Ebola virus while they're trying to battle an outbreak in the eastern province of Congo. That's what officials are saying, and concerns are mounting that the number of cases is growing faster than public health officials can respond. So the Congolese Health Ministry said Friday that at least 90 people have been infected in several regions of North Kivu province and neighboring Ituri province. 49 people have died, including one of the 10 healthcare workers who have been infected. Now, the Health Ministry and the World Health Organization expect that more cases are going to emerge in the coming weeks. As you guys know, the Ebola virus carries an incubation period of up to 21 days, meaning you can have it, and it may not show any symptoms. You may contract it, and you may not have any symptoms for 3 weeks. Up to 3 weeks later. So usually what the World Health Organization likes to do, or many health agencies, is they like to wait 2 incubation periods. So what they like to do is they like to wait like 42 days. And if nothing has shown up and you're testing negative in the blood, we say you're good. Tariq Jasarevic, a spokesman for the World Health Organization in Geneva, told The Hill that health officials have identified more than 1,500 people who have become into contact with people or a confirmed Ebola patient. I apologize, we're having some typos on this. So, what happens now? Well, all right, Ebola has been smoldering around since the 70s. I mean, there were little outbreaks. I think there was like a outbreak that hit 200 people in 76, and then another one, another 200 people got, another 200 people were affected. And then little smolderings happened until 2014, the outbreak killed 11,300 people. So we are very, very nervous. And since that 11,300 person epidemic, that actually wasn't an epidemic of them, those were the people that died, we had thousands more affected, we've had little baby outbreaks, you know, sneak up. And I believe the World Health Organization and the local health departments have done a phenomenal job limiting and stopping the outbreak in its tracks. The problem is there's a climate now that is allowing, looks like, some multiple outbreaks to rear its ugly head. And so if there is a perfect storm coming, we need to be aware of that. And so when it comes to Ebola, we talked about, you know, hemorrhagic fever. We've talked about the symptoms that come into play. High fever, you feel like you have the flu. You can have nausea, diarrhea, horrible rash. You can have easy bleeding. We call it a hemorrhagic fever. And these Ebola patients, they look really sick. But the one thing that we are trying to wrap our heads around is, do we have people that get infected that shed the virus even though they're not sick? And are we possibly picking up Ebola from non-symptomatic or asymptomatic individuals? If that's the case, we need to be a little bit more aggressive about screening. 1-877-DOCTOR. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. So I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Sandro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Dr. Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Mandy and Brad for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly show. So it is National Radio Day. And everything in my studio is just falling all over the place. Looks like, you know, my radio equipment's like, well, if it's a National Radio Day, it's my birthday, and we should be getting new stuff. No. My radio equipment has to just wait a little bit longer, right, till it's more fiscally practical. But it is National Radio Day, and I love the fact that everybody is celebrating Radio Day. Yeah, there's actually a website called nationalradioday.com. It's a time for communities across the country to celebrate radio. The goal is to strengthen the radio ecosystem, highlighting all kinds of radio, but especially stations that focus on local service. We want to ensure that amazing non-commercial stations are included in the national conversation. Oh, yeah. Radio, man, radio has been around like before almost any other. Well, no. Written medium came first. But as far as I'm concerned, you know, radio is the forefather. So here's the thing. Okay. You guys, just to get a little mushy. Okay. If you didn't listen, I wouldn't have a voice. And the fact that you guys listen, and the fact that you guys, you know, show your support as much as you do, and you support our sponsors, and you support GCN, and you, you know, show your love on Facebook and Twitter, that's what, you know, allows us to have a voice. And as you know, different media out there can manipulate the voice. And radio, luckily, doesn't have as much of that outside force as written media does or television does. You know, I am very grateful for Genesis Communications Network because they give me a radio, you know, and as long as I don't curse, I'm good. I don't curse. Oh, come on. When was the last time I cursed? Okay, I didn't. I'm a good girl, you know? But I don't have anybody saying, say this, say that, or can you change your wording on this, or can you? No. Now, here's a little bit of history. There was an 1864 presentation that was published in 1865 where James Clerk Maxwell proposed his theories and mathematical proofs on electromagnetism that showed that light, magnetism, that showed that light and other phenomena were all types of electromagnetic waves propagating through free space. Then by 1886 to 1888, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz, like millihertz or megahertz or Hertz rent a car, Hertz so good. Don't tell me because it hurts. That one hurts. Anyway, Heinrich Rudolf Hertz conducted a series of experiments that proved the existence of Maxwell's electromagnetic waves using a frequency in what would later be called the radio spectrum. This is by Wikipedia. I'm giving you guys, this is really, really cool how radio started. So many individuals, inventors, engineers, developers, and businessmen constructed systems based on their own understanding of these and other phenomena. Some predated Maxwell and Hertz's discoveries. Thus, wireless telegraphy and radio wave-based systems could be attributed to multiple inventors. That's why we don't have, like, you know, an Alexander Graham Bell of radio, okay? Now, in 1878, David Hughes noticed that sparks could be heard in a telephone receiver when experimenting with his carbon microphone. He developed this carbon-based detector further, and he eventually could detect signals over a few hundred yards. So he brought this to the Royal Society in 1880, but was told it was merely, you know, I guess it really didn't excite anybody. So then Thomas Edison came across the electromagnetic phenomenon while experimenting with a telegraph at Menlo Park. He noted an unexplained transmission effect while experimenting with a telegraph. He referred to this as etheric force. So then he published it, And then people were like, okay, well, all right, well, Thomas Edison kind of knows his stuff. So Hertzian waves, this is really, really cool. That came about between the late 1880s, where Heinrich published the results of his experiments, and he was able to transmit electromagnetic waves, radio waves, through the air. And that was proving Maxwell's theory. Remember, Maxwell had these theories and mathematical proofs on electromagnetism. So he now proved Maxwell's theory. So Maxwell, you know, was probably like, you know, because it's 20 years later, he's probably like, where's my money? Anyway, so early on, after their discovery, radio waves were actually referred to as Hertzian waves. Then you had other people get involved, and after a while, we start to develop certain systems. Tesla got involved, Nikola Tesla. He started developing a system as a means of wireless lighting and power distribution, and he concluded that Hertz had not demonstrated airborne electromagnetic waves radio transmission, but he went on to develop a system based on what he thought was the primary conductor, the Earth. So Tesla's like, okay, you know what, I'm on this. And then later they make these cars, and then you have Elon Musk taking Ambien. It's a real fascinating history. They really need to make a movie on this. All right. So Hertz later dies, and I don't think he makes a lot of money, but they do name a rental car place after him. And then I guess the British were involved. Oh, and then the Italians got involved. Oh, yeah. I really do like the Italians a lot. I just think anytime Italians put a spin on something, it works. You know, like dinner. If you make the dinner an Italian dinner, it's good. If you have wine and you call it Italian wine, it's yummy. If you have a song and you throw in La mio, salvia, and you throw some Italian into it, sexy. If you take a man, right, and tell him to dress up in an Italian suit, it works. So I am very, very happy with the Italians. I just think they know what they're doing. So in 1894, a young Italian inventor named Guglielmo Marconi, began working on the idea of building a commercial wireless telegraphy system based on the use of Hertzian waves. Now, I know some of you are like, well, that's not very sexy, Dr. Dahlia. Look, not all Italians have to be sexy. All right? And listen. Okay, whoa. Let's stop you guys right there. Science is sexy. I am sick and tired of people saying scientists are dorks or nerds. All right? How many of you guys have ever looked at a surgeon and thought he was, surgeons are scientists. See? Okay, now I get a physicist. Very difficult to find a sexy physicist out there. But see, this is what I think is very, very sexy. I think it's sexy when a physicist or a scientist creates something that matters for centuries to come. I don't know what Darwin looked like. I kind of know what Einstein looked like. But I just think that is really, really cool because, you know, we women especially, we like longevity. We want to know that our babies are going to have a legacy. So a lot of women don't talk about this, but we secretly seek out scientists. Plus, they have a good job. Scientists rarely get into fights. I know I told you guys about a couple fights that some scientists got into. Like, I mean, who knows if Marconi and Hertz went at it? I don't know. I doubt it. But they're not going to be macho. They're not going to do some stupid stuff. And they're going to be able to protect their genes. They're smart. Smart is sexy. And everybody thinks, you know, we all are into the jocks or we're into the, you know, meatheads or whatever. Yes, maybe on the outset. But who do we look like? Who do we look for a mate? We look for somebody who could figure out fire, who could figure out air conditioning, who could figure out how to feed our kids. And it's all science. All right, now somebody's calling. I know it's National Radio Day. It's National Radio Day, so everybody's calling. Did you guys know this was a holiday? All right, so why don't we end this by saying, oh my gosh, there's like a lot of people that got involved. There's like a Marconi Award. Did you guys know this? There's a Marconi Award. Yeah. Well, because Marconi kind of is known as the father of radio. So I'll teach you guys more about this when it's not Radio Day, because apparently the celebrations are, you know, going. But I taught you guys something. Live with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, I want to talk about the health benefits of yoga. Yoga is very underutilized and underestimated. And I believe we need to possibly incorporate yoga a little bit more. In fact, even the NFL is incorporating yoga. As you see Ezekiel Elliott, right, with a yoga instructor doing his stretches. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, just after 3 o'clock Eastern Time at the White House, President Trump is hosting a Salute to Heroes event, which will honor ICE and CBP and recognize the dangerous work they do at protecting America's borders. Regarding the president's wall that he's been pushing for, Congressman Chuck Fleischman says,
I serve on the House Appropriations Committee. We put up $5 billion for the wall, and we've actually passed that bill in the House full and the House subcommittee. So that's very important. The president is wise. He understands what's at stake in the midterms. The House is in great shape. The Senate is the difficult part on the wall.
And Fleischman was also asked ultimately what he thinks will happen regarding a budget.
We will make a decision very early September. Will the House and Senate be able to put something on the president's desk? If we're not able to do that, my gut feeling is possibly a short-term CR until after the elections.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Just got a little new microphone cover for my little Mikey here. Mikey is my new microphone. It's National Radio Day, so we're celebrating. All right, so let's talk yoga. How many of you guys do yoga? I've done yoga before. I like it. I actually really, really like it. I'm intimidated by it, extremely intimidated by it, because somebody always farts, and I don't want to fart in the middle of a whole bunch of people. But it really is a very healthy, goal-producing sort of activity and exercise and just culture that I think a lot of us don't understand. And the health benefits are overwhelming. And when I see an unappreciated science such as yoga or art such as yoga, I get frustrated. Because I think a lot of people can do it. And again, I think there's, you know, bad stereotypes. You know, like the farting. That stereotype should not be. And who cares? If someone farts in the middle of yoga class, who cares? People fart. But it does turn people off to something that could really be a phenomenal activity. Okay, and maybe if you are farting in the middle of yoga, maybe it's because you need to do more yoga. Did you ever think about that? So, making news and making headlines is NFL players are benefiting from yoga. They say New York Giants offensive lineman Chad Wheeler will take his 6'7", 317-pound frame, and he will stretch and fold, placing his palms flat on the ground, knees straight, not fully locked, right? But he's flexible. NFL players are taking to yoga. Wheeler says it's funny doing it as a team because a lot of guys haven't done it. It makes me feel proud in a way, like guys that are way more athletic than me, I can bend better than them in certain positions. Now, people think yoga is supposed to be skinny women. No, guys do yoga. More and more men do yoga. And you have football players that are large athletes, according to Fox News, with sculpted muscles, right? Because they lift, they condition. And so some people think, well, you know what? They just need to be built like a brick poop house. They don't have to be, you know, built. You know, they're built like a wall. They don't have to move and be flexible. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. How many of you have seen Ezekiel Elliott roll over people, leap over people, just be able to turn when it comes to whether it's football or soccer or any sort of contact sport or any sort of sport? So contortions from an ancient discipline such as yoga can be very relevant today. Balance also. What good are you, right, grabbing the, you know, receiving the football, running, trying to make a play, and then falling? You need balance. So we see here the Giants, Jacksonville Jaguars, New Orleans Saints, Chicago Bears. They offer to players on recovery days. The Dallas Cowboys, Cleveland Browns, and Chargers make it team activity. Now, Denver Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall, Buffalo Bills place kicker Steven Hauschka, and New York Jets quarterback Sam Darnold do yoga on their own, even if it's not a team sport. They say yoga helps with flexibility and what we call joint integrity, discipline, focus, and balance, according to Chargers Director of Football Medical Services, James Collins. He's been an athletic trainer for 31 years. All right. So, what can yoga do for you? Well, first, the one thing I've heard of is it drops your blood pressure. Absolutely. All right. Well, there has been study after study talking about how it'll increase your blood flow. And with good blood perfusion, you can also have lower blood pressure. They say after 3 months, one study found a 26-point drop in systolic blood pressure and a 15-point drop in diastolic blood pressure. Well, you're learning how to relax, you're learning how to be flexible, you're exercising, you're increasing blood flow. Some people say, nah, if I'm going to spend time doing activity, I need to up my heart rate, I need to do cardio. Actually, it does up your heart rate. When you do yoga, you are exercising, you are conditioning. Standing on one foot, doing certain stretches, that will increase your heart rate. And then, temporarily during your activity, and then you end up lowering your resting heart rate, which is healthy. A lower resting heart rate in a healthy individual is better than a higher one. It does improve flexibility. It does build muscle strength. So those people with back pain and arthritis that can't work out and lift weights, then do yoga. Perfecting your posture. You know, they say your head is like a bowling ball. It's big, round, heavy. When it's balanced directly over an erect spine, it takes much less work for your neck and back muscles to support it. They say move it several inches forward, and then you start to strain those muscles. If you hold up that forward-leaning bowling ball for 8 or 12 hours a day, you get tired. Plus, you get back pain, you get curves, etc. They find yoga also helps prevent cartilage and joint breakdown. You know, a big issue we do is we work out wrong. We run heavy, we squat, We, you know, mess with our joints by doing a variety of things like sit-ups, you know, and that could affect our discs and the joints in our back. And so apparently, since yoga is a type of exercise that isn't very traumatizing on the joints, you end up preventing a lot of degenerative arthritis. Very cool. And they say it protects the spine. Your discs are the shock absorbers between the vertebrae. These can herniate and compress nerves. So you need to, certain stretches and certain movements will allow the discs to fall back into place. We've talked a lot about that when we were talking about chiropractic with traction, where sometimes a certain stretch that you have, like, you know, a traction table, let's say if you're upside down, that allows gravity to help pull apart some of the spinous processes or the vertebrae, such that the discs don't have to feel like they're being pushed out. It improves your bone health. Postures in yoga that make you lift your own weight helps build bones. We talked about it, yoga. Yoga will help regulate your adrenal glands. So your adrenal glands secrete cortisol, and they do that in response to an acute crisis. They do that to help boost your immune function. But if your cortisol levels stay high after the crisis, then that could affect your immune system. This is according to yogajournal.com. And if you have excess cortisol, you could gain weight. You could start having thin bones. You could have depression, high blood pressure, insulin resistance, start getting diabetes. And so when you do yoga, they have found that it may lower your cortisol level by teaching you not to always be in the stress state. Some people say they get happier. There's been studies saying that it increases serotonin and it decreases monoamine oxidase, which is an enzyme that breaks down neurotransmitters. So for some people that do yoga and they say I feel good afterwards, great. Plus, people who do yoga, you know, they may eat healthier. They may just kind of be more, you know, into, all right, well, I'm going to, you know, take better care of my body. You learn to appreciate your body. Then that's going to help you lower blood sugar. You also really learn to focus. You know, you're not sitting there distracted with cell phones and Netflix, et cetera. You are becoming one with your body. You are listening to your muscles. You're listening to your breathing. You know, you can even do meditation as well. And it does. It helps you focus. You relax. Improving your balance is huge. They say it also helps your nervous system. They say releases tension. You also can get a better deep sleep. We talked about immune system, allowing your lungs to breathe. They believe yoga can also help prevent irritable bowel syndrome and other digestive issues. They talk about possibly lowering colon cancer, but I want to see more studies on that. And then your self-esteem, your inner strength. You know, it's really, really cool. So I'm a fan. You can even use it for your sinuses. As long as you eat your fiber and you poop before you go, I don't think you guys are going to have the accidental fart in yoga class, okay? There, 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy or visit us at mymagicmud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a man accused of undressing and fondling a Spirit Airlines passenger while she was asleep. And now he could spend the rest of his life behind bars. Prabhu Ramamurthy, 35 years old, was convicted of sexual abuse on board an aircraft for, and this is not something I could say on air, but actually, and this is being reported by WCVB, entering the patient with fingers. according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Michigan. His sentencing date is set for December 12th, and he could face up to life in prison. After finishing his sentence, he is in the United States on a work visa. He will be deported to his home country. The criminal complaint against Mr. Rumworthy did not specify his home country. He has not obviously responded to request for comment, and this happened on an overnight flight from Las Vegas to Detroit. The 22-year-old woman said she fell asleep leaning against a window. According to the criminal complaint, she woke up to his hand being inside her pants and noticed that her shirt was unbuttoned as well as her pants. And the passenger stopped when she woke up, and she immediately told a flight attendant what happened. Now, Rumworthy, who was reportedly fighting with his wife, was taken into custody when the flight landed. He said in a written statement that he was in a deep sleep. He also said the woman fell asleep on his knees, and he is not sure where he kept the hand on her. Although, he said, my knowledge, I didn't, you know, do anything to her, basically. So, apparently, there was a lot of fondling that unfortunately happened. And this isn't the first time we hear of people being assaulted on an airplane. Now, whenever there is opportunity, okay, I wanted to end the sentence with opportunity, and I didn't know what I wanted to start the first sentence with, but we've changed the way we fly. We don't really have a lot of room in between each seat. Many times you're really touching the person next to you the whole time. It could be a complete stranger. And, you know, even though we as humans adapt, going, all right, so we're going to be like cattle in a plane, I got it. You know, we're having less leg room. You know, coach seats are going up. Fine, we'll adapt. Bad guys and bad girls, bad people, they adapt too. And they see that there are opportunities. And so when you are trying to sleep, now she's having a window seat that does allow her to kind of lean against the window. So, but you know, somebody in a middle seat is stuck. Just plain stuck. And so, people find, I guess, opportunity. I can't tell you how many people claim that they were touched on a subway. You know, everybody kind of standing next to each other. They're, you know, you would be an absolute idiot to try to do something on a subway. But people say, oh, it's by accident. Oh, it's by accident. I can't tell you how many times it happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to so many of us. Where somebody touches you, oh, it was an accident. Okay, maybe it was an accident, but really. So, what do you do? You know, how do you protect yourself when you have to be, you know, scrunched up against another person on a long flight? And Vegas to Detroit, that's probably at least 4 hours. Especially including tarmac. So, FBI apparently said they are investigating mid-air sex assaults. They're difficult to track, but they have increased by 66% during the last year. Now, there's a federal jury who deliberated for less than 4 hours before reaching a guilty verdict on this gentleman. Afterward, U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider praised the victim for speaking out about the abuse. Everyone has a right to be secure and safe when they travel on planes. We will not tolerate the behavior of anyone who takes advantage of victims who are in a vulnerable position, and we are glad the jury agreed. We appreciate the victim in this case for her courage to speak out. Now, on the flip side, like I said, when there's opportunity, unfortunately, bad people may take advantage. I think there's too many assaults going on from what we're hearing in the media that happened on the plane. But is there now opportunity for people to make false accusations? Let's say you don't like somebody at work. And you guys have to go on a work trip. Can somebody do you in by saying, yep, I was on a plane? Where's the proof? Either way, this is just a bad situation. Personally, I think there should be some sort of opportunity for you to have some sort of space in between each other. You know, certain you know, maybe certain seats have certain, you know, curtains between them. Or, you know, you really don't have a lot of privacy when you sleep. You don't. You know, you could snore. I don't want to be next to somebody who's snoring and drooling or have bad breath. You know, I think we maybe, you know, are spoiled in one sense, but maybe in light of the way things are in this day and age, we need to alter some things a little bit. I mean, maybe we need to have, you know, we need to separate women and men. I know that's a very, very controversial suggestion, but it keeps coming up when we talk about assault in the workplace or false accusations, you know, or, you know, I personally love sitting next to my husband, and I love sitting next to the kids, and I want to. But, you know, when you go to an Orthodox Jewish temple, the women are separated from the men. Now, I get in trouble because, you know, I try to talk to my guy friends, you know, so I open up the screen, you know, and then we're talking. You're like, hey, how's it going? You know, what's going on? And I just, shh. Like, okay, okay. You know, Orthodox Jewish temple, the women are separated. I was in Israel, and the women were up in the balcony, and the men were on the floor of the temple. So, I mean, there was no chance anybody could flirt or think about sex or, you know, or get, you know, the evil eye from the mother-in-law. You know, you're there to pray. And we allow it. I think that happens in mosques also. I think the men are separated from the women. And a lot of us may think that's old school and archaic. You know, but being devil's advocate, you know, does it work? Does separating men and women work? Do we have assault happening during prayer time in temples or mosques, or if in certain churches, if the men's club is doing the men thing and the women's are in the women's club? Do we? Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, we need to change flights and trains and all that to women's sections and men's sections, etc. But if this continues to be an issue, now I'm not saying a woman can't assault another woman or a man can't assault another man. I mean, it can happen also. But if this continues to be an issue, or people will claim they were touched when they weren't, and somebody's like, look, I don't want to sit next to her, sit me next to a guy so I don't get accused, I'm wondering if there is going to be some sort of a movement or some sort of a recommendation for separation of women and men. And then, of course, they would have to figure out, you know, if a transgender, you know, sits with the women or sits with the men, depending on how they identify. But, you know, people can't control themselves. We're animals. We're still animals. I mean, we still have to have women's rooms and men's rooms. We're starting to have unisex rooms. And we're starting to, you know, we're making progress. We're making amazing progress. Right? In terms of acceptance and not labeling somebody a male or a female if they don't want to. But when we go back to the animalistic instincts and we see people fondling or taking advantage or whatever, then there may be this push to, you know, separate. And I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I'm I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.